A miracle, Arthur! A miracle, by Jove! Absolutely miraculous, what? I mean, imagine restoring that chap to life. And that's a big chap, Arthur, an enormous big chap! I mean, however the boy did it, it took an awful lot of whatever it is he uses, what? I say, do you suppose he could help me at all with my rheumatism? Or does he just go in for bigger things? I mean, from sleeping out all these years, I have a pain that starts right about here.
I don't know, Helly, I don't know. The boy is down in the hall. Why don't you go down and ask him? The walk will do you good, and the quiet will do me good.
Well, I say, Arthur, that's a bit snappy. Right, I shall. I'll go see the fellow.
Wait, Helly, it was a bit snappy. I apologize.
Of course. Not important. Oh, have a spot, what?
No, thank you. You've never been in love, have you, Helly?
No time, old man. I've been too busy chasing the bee. And now I'm not young enough. Or old enough.
I'm too young and too old. Too old not to be uncertain of fears that may be phantoms, but too young not to be tormented by them.
I don't know what you're talking about, Arthur. Oh, good evening, ma'am. Quite a day, what?
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Oh, I must say, you were very generous with the boy, ma'am. When he stood there looking at you and you stood there looking at him, it was very touching. Didn't you think so, Arthur?
Apparently, summon the Chamberlain. Tell him there to be festivities this evening.
All right.
I'll have him come to my study and bring a list of the names of those awaiting knighthood.
All right. Festivities, eh? Better nip over to the blacksmith's and pick up me formal togs.
You seem tired, Jenny.
I am, rather.
I'm sorry I have to put you through a formal affair this evening, but I thought Lance should be invested immediately.
Oh, I quite agree. I shall be all right.
Jenny, why don't you and Lady Anne go down to the lodge for a few days? She always amuses you with her gossip of the court. I'll join you for the weekend. It might do you good to get away from chivalry and from round tables for a while, don't you think? Don't you think?
And don't come back.
I'm not worthy of it.
Don't deserve it, Lancelot. What great wonder could you ever perform? Oh, no, I'm sure Arthur will insist. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must change for dinner.
Jenny, don't go. Jenny, I love you. God forgive me, but I do.
God forgive us for all life.
I've known it from the first afternoon. Not when we met, but when I walked away.
Lance, what an astounding achievement, my boy. Why, of course, you could almost hear their hearts breaking open to you. I'm sure you'll have no objection to your knighthood now, although I'm afraid sainthood is not in my power.
I should be honored.
I think before the three of us throw ourselves into pomp and ritual, it might be a good idea for us to have a quiet drink together. That is, if you'll make an exception, Lance. Do you have any idea the impact that this miracle will have on the countryside? I mean, when this is known, people will flock here from all over England. And all the quests we've been planning for tonight may not even be necessary. But I mean, when people hear what has happened at Camelot, they may lay down their arms and come of their own free will. It's quite possible no one will bear arms anymore, and there will really be peace. All borders will disappear, and everything that I dreamed.
Winchester, Lyon. Of Wales, Gilliam. Of Cornwall, Caster. Of Joyous Garb, Lancelot du Lac.
Thank you.
proposition. If I could choose from every woman who breathes on this earth, the woman I would most love, the smile, the face, the heart, the touch, the voice, the laugh, every detail and feature to the smallest strand of hair, they would all be Jenny. Proposition. If I could choose from every man who breathes on this earth, a man for my brother and a man for my son, a man for my friend, they would all be lads. Yes, I love them. I love them. And they answer me again with pain and torment. Be it sin or not sin, they betray me in their hearts, and that is far sin enough. I see it in their eyes. Feel it when they speak, and they must pay for it and be punished. I'm done with feeble hoping. I shan't be wounded and not return it in kind. I demand a man's vengeance. Proposition. I'm a king, not a man. And a civilized king. Could it possibly be civilized to destroy what I love? Could it possibly be civilized to love myself above all? What of their pain and their torment? Did they ask for this calamity? Can passion be selected? Is there any doubt of their devotion to me or to our table? By God, Excalibur, we shall be a king. This is the time of King Arthur, when we reach for the star. This is the time of King Arthur, when violence is not strength and compassion is not weakness. We are civilized. Resolve. We shall live through this together, Excalibur. They, you, and I. And may God have mercy on us all. They're waiting for us at the table. Let's not delay the celebration.
Se tient déesse ancienne, où l'homme disait pour effrayer, se tient déesse ancienne. Years may come, years may go, this I know will e'er be so. The reason to live is only to love a goddess on earth and a god above.
Did you write that, man?
Yes.
Why do you always write about you? Why don't you ever write about me?
I can't write about you. I love you too much. Jenny, I should leave you and never come back. I said it to myself day after day, year after year. But how could I? Look at you. When would I?
If ever I would leave you, how could it be in summer?